It's Tuesday and time to read from your emails and blog comments. We supersized the Political Junkie segment last Wednesday with a focus on Hillary Clinton and the question of whether or not she played the gender card after taking some lumps in a recent Democratic debate. One listener argued on the blog that yes, she played the gender card and shouldn't have. She is entitled to the same treatment any front runner has endured, wrote Maurice Simmons. Should voters wait until a candidate is actually elected to discover a president who throws a fit when European Union leaders gang up on the president? If the front runner can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen, whether man, woman, something in between, or both. Hillary playing the gender card? Let's flip it, wrote another listener, and consider maybe the male candidates are playing the gender card by making sure that the gender card is always front and center and not the issues. That from Susan, also on the blog of The Nation. On the opinion page a week ago, Gary Wills argued that abortion is not a religious issue, that theology has nothing to say on the matter. Many of you disagreed. Nate Woodward emailed from Missouri. Those of us with deep religious experiences and convictions know that our beliefs influence all our lives, including many moral and social issues. Will's argument that abortion does not appear in Scripture is about as simplistic as those who argue that the earth must have been created in a literal 6 days. Proof texting is sloppy, no matter how you use it. When we talk about TV, it's not usually so controversial. But several listeners didn't care for our interview with Michael C. Hall, the actor who plays the lovable serial killer on Showtime's Dexter. Dick Howard emailed from Oklahoma to complain, "The only TV I watch is PBS, and if there's a better reason than the program called Dexter, I don't know what it is. I was appalled to learn that there is a TV series about a serial killer. What kind of person dreams up these programs?" And of course, this prompts the question, what kind of person watches a program about a serial killer? Of course, Dexter also has his fans, including Rachel, who sent us this comment on the blog. "The Dexter character is an everyman. He has moral conflicts between his inner life and his public life and experiences many of the same social situations. That's what makes it addictive. We see ourselves in every choice Dexter makes to set aside his desires for the common good." For anyone else who's a fan of the show or the book it's based on, our member station at Fort Myers, Florida, WGCU, has an interview with Jeff Lindsay, who writes the Dexter series of books. It's on our website, and you'll find a link to it at npr.org/talk. And if you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. Our address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name.